Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated. And its strength.
Misused. And
I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt
most
when it's genuine.
You
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today
when
I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I
spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me.
They
conspired against
me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My
character.
My faith in God.
He favored me. It will not fall. Not going to bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak prosperity.
And
I speak health.
In
question,
but he favored
me.
Will not fail.
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through.
And
I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health. See,
yeah.
God, I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith with me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith with me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith with me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
My God favors me. God favors me. Songwriter was on to something when he wrote that one, Brother Eric. Songwriter was on to something. He's on to something. We here gathered again today.
He had a role. He rolled that thing. You know, I like how when you get to tell somebody just when you've been touched with the song, and you start thinking about how God been good to him. And he said, he's holding his head back. He said, my God. You know, I don't know about
my
you.
God.
My God. That's so sad. That one. Yeah.
Oh yes, sir. Brother Egg, when I heard the song come on, it says God favors me. Hippopotamus happy and peacock proud. And I heard that because it just simply reminds you how good God has been to you, my brother.
Come on, man.
It simply
come on.
Reminds you. Of the goodness of our Lord and Savior, man.
My God.
My.
Boy, you have to know it too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, we here gathered together again, my brother. We here gathered together on a, we're going to call it a Good Friday. A Good Friday, because He saw fit, help me, Holy Ghost. He saw fit to keep us throughout the week, my brother. Waking us up every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and another day today, Friday. We ain't did nothing, help me, Holy Ghost. We ain't did nothing to be worthy of being here for another day, Brother Ed. So it's simply a gift from the Lord. I always say, days can't be brought. Nor can hours be borrowed. Brother Aaron, I can't call you up and say, hey, man, can you send me a few of them hours in the mail you got left over there? Man, I need a few hours. My God. I can't go to the grocery store and say, let me buy 3-4 of them days and 2-3 of them hours. My God. I can't call up mama and tell mama, hey, mama, have me a few of them hours. Made up over there. Oh, every day you wake up and breath is blue in your body, my brother. It's simply a gift from the Lord.
Sure,
my God. My God. It's simply a gift from the Lord. God favors you every day he wakes you up, my brother. He favors you every day he gets you up and gets you along your way.
God.
Your
favorite.
My God, my brother. Oh, Brother Eric, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brother Eric, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his holy name today, my brother.
Yeah.
How you feeling this morning, man? How you feeling this morning?
Yeah. You know, I'm just thanking God, man, for all the things he has done and about to do, man. Because I really believe he ain't through yet. He's not through yet, you know. He's in kingdom building. Lord, I just started thinking about the scripture, man. He says, search out your own salvation. So
salvation.
I'm just searching. Just searching, brother. Just searching, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Searching.
Well, as you know, Brother Eric, I'm over in Ohio today for our race, but I say, you know, how bad do I want them? I got to put this time to the side for the Lord, regardless of what's going on around me, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, I got to get a word from the Lord before I do anything else, no matter what kind of excitement and what things are going on around me, my brother. My God. My God, my God. I want to raise the question today, Brother Erica. How bad do you want him? Oh, my goodness. How bad do you want him? How bad do you want to be in his presence? How bad do you want him? My God, my God, my God, my God. How bad do you want him? My. My
hey, brother,
God,
man,
how bad do you want him, my brother?
Brother, man, I know you're going to get your lesson, you know, again on yesterday, man, when I got off the phone. One little guy that I used to be a supervisor on the job, and he threw me a text, you know, I sent it to you, you know.
Yeah.
And told him he didn't know about the story about John the Baptist being beheaded, you know. And he started.
My God.
But he said he started remembering how we used to talk, you know, now he understand it, you know. And I gave him, I sent it back to him. I said, man, you just sent me some confirmation about what we'd be doing on you know, how we, what we were doing on that day. It was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And I just thank God, but, man, don't you know God confirm everything we do, man? He confirmed it.
That's how I know, Brother Eric. That's
he
how
confirms
I know.
It, man.
Yeah,
he confirms
that's
it,
how
man.
I know we ain't being led astray, man. We going in the right direction. I know, I really do know that, brother, because the Lord be in the presence every time.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost have his way every time. He gives you confirmation every time.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Yes, sir.
Every time he gives it to you. Every time.
Yes, sir.
And I just thank God for the unity.
Yes,
I thank God for the gathering. I thank God that we all on one accord, because he just moves in a mighty, man, it don't even surprise me no more the way God move on this line every day, Brother Ed.
No.
My
and
God.
You know what I love about it, Brother Randy, Brother D, what I love about it is how he comes in so quickly, man. You know, some people have to take a while. You know, but boy, when you got saved from the Lord,
I know you're
going somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
When saved from the Lord, you know what I'm talking
about?
My God. Talking about, they can run you down. But boy, when you got favor from the Lord, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
man,
he'll, watch this here. You know, he'll, you can pray for someone, they can be healed. Watch this here. You can pray for someone, and demons have to go. Watch this here.
My God.
You can talk to somebody,
God,
and they can be encouraged. And then, you know what? At the end of the day, we've been taught, you know, pray for us. You know, it ain't us.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit that works within us. You know what I'm talking about? We always want to pray for Jesus. Because when it get down to it, Brother Randy, I might need that same person to pray for me one day. I know him right about it.
Yeah.
I might need that same person to pray about me. We don't know. We ain't saying we lift it up. We just lifting him up. You might catch that later on.
My God.
He ain't lifting
my God.
He just lifted God up. That's it. Brother,
my
you hit
God.
That you all right, man? You all right?
My brother. Come on in this morning, my brother. We have a part of Miss Happy this morning. Come on in this morning.
This is an accident. Yeah. That might be an accident. Come on, brother, man. We know
my God. I want to raise the question. My brother, I'll get my brother on in there. I want to ask my brother a question. I want to raise the question, how bad do you want him?
How bad do you want him?
My God. How bad do you want him? How bad do you want him, my brother? So sometimes, you know, the word of God says if you take one step towards him, he'll take three steps towards you.
Okay, help us, Lord.
My goodness. How bad do you want him? I was reading over in Mark Brother Eric. I was reading over in Mark chapter 2 about a paralyzed man. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. About a paralyzed man. And he was paralyzed, but he heard that the Lord was going to be in town.
Come on, man.
God. How bad do you want him? Oh,
how bad
so he had, it was a big crowd, Brother Eric, around the Lord.
Yes,
and
it was
people, it was so crowded because everybody wanted to be in his presence. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Something like when Jay-Z come in town or Beyonce or somebody.
Oh, not Jay-Z.
You know, it's a big crowd around.
Come on, man.
You know, everybody wanted to be in the presence. The Word of God says they gathered in such a large number, Brother Eric. Oh, help me out. They gathered in such a large number that there was no room left. Not even outside the door, Brother Eric. Oh, my God. They heard about a man. Oh, my goodness. In Mark chapter 2, they heard about a man. Oh, that you just want to be around, my brother. You just want to be in his presence. But they said they gathered in such a large number that there was no room left. They say not even outside the door, my brother. Listen to what it says. Listen what it says. And he, the word to them. Oh, my God. He preached the word to them, they said, my brother. It's in the book. Help me, Holy Ghost. He preached the word of God to them. Listen to what happened. Listen to what happened, Brother Eric. Some man came, they said, the word of God said, bringing him a paralyzed man. Carried by four men carried a paralyzed man, because they know that they can just get in his presence, Brother Eric, that he can get healed. Watch this. They brung him, right? Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof. Oh, my God.
Yes,
he had to get in his presence, my brother. I'm getting excited now. I'm sorry, my brother. They made an opening in the roof. My God. They made an opening in the roof, my brother, and dropped him down. Oh, listen to what happened. Jesus, and they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was laying on down to Jesus. My God. Listen to what happened. When Jesus saw their faith, Brother Eric, help me, Holy Ghost. He said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. They told him, he said to your son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, they said, thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? Oh, my God, brother. Why? They thinking, why does Jesus talk like that? Why are you talking like that? Why? My God. Then the word of God says, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their heart. And so he said to them, why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk. My God, my brother. I'm just happy today. How bad do you want to be in his presence? My God. How bad do you want? Then I was reading again, Brother Ed. I was reading again over in Mark. Same book, Mark. I've been in Mark this morning, my brother. I'm sorry. I've been in Mark this morning. Chapter 5. We was talking about this the other day. About the woman, Brother Eric. Oh, my God. My God. About the woman who was healed by just touching the hem of his garment. Oh, help me. Got in his presence, Brother Eric. She just wanted to. She said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If I can only just touch him one time, I can be healed, Brother Eric.
My God.
It says right here in Mark 5, chapter 21, I'm going to start at. It says, when Jesus had, again, crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him. Oh, look at that crowd again, brother. See, they just, he just, it's just something about him that, that attracts a large crowd. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look, it says, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, my brother. I'm just excited this morning, my brother. It says, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. It says, then one of the synagogue's leader named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, Brother Ed. My God. He fell at his feet because he knew what he was. He knew what he could do. He pleaded honestly with him. My little daughter is dying, he said. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, can somebody say if they ever been in that kind of predicament where you just got to fall to your knees? Oh, like my wife said, you wear your knees out calling on the name of Jesus. For him to intervene. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. For him to intervene and come into the situation, Brother Eric. My God. You got to be closer to him. You want him to intervene. You want him to step in and show out. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The man said, my daughter is dying. Oh, my little baby is dying, Brother Eric. He said, he came to Jesus and said, my baby is dying. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew that if he could just get in the presence of him, my brother, if just come to Jesus and let Jesus know what was going on. Oh, my God. Something going to happen. Something can move. He said, my daughter is dying. He said, please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brother Eric, you got to know a man. Oh, my God. You got to know what he's capable of. Just come put your fingertip on him. My God. Just come touch him one time. See, sometimes, how bad do you want him, Brother Eric? How bad do you want him? He said, come put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. Look at what he said. She will be healed and live. My God. So Jesus went with him. Listen to what happened. Listen what happened. Listen what happened. Here it go again, Brother Eric. A large crowd followed. Oh, my God. We just have a thing about these large crowds right now. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, they said. My God. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. My God. Can somebody say, if you just around the blessing, my God, you can get blessed, my brother. If you just in the midst of it, if you just around it. On the way to the house where the little baby was, Brother Eric, a woman, help me, Holy Ghost, that was bleeding, that had been bleeding, subject to bleeding, it said in the Word of God, for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. Oh, couldn't no doctor heal. Listen what happened. She had suffered under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, Brother Eric. She ain't had nothing else left. Yet instead of getting better, she got worse. My God. My God. Instead of getting better after she spent everything she had, my brother, she got worse. She got worse, man. Listen what happened. When she heard about Jesus, Brother Eric, my God, I'm getting excited. When she, this is the Word of God. This ain't me, my brother. I'm speaking strictly from the Word of God. Mark chapter 5. Oh, my God. It said, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd, Brother Eric, and touched his coat. Another scripture, they touched the hem of his garment. My God. Because she thought, because she thought if she could just touch his clothes, Brother Eric, if she could just touch his clothes, I will be healed, she said. Oh, my God, it's in the book, my brother. I can't make this up. How bad do you want him? How bad do you want him? She just thought, she just said all of a sudden, if I could just touch his clothes, Brother Eric, if I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed, she said. My God. Immediately her blood, her bleeding stopped, and she felt her body that she was free from her suffering. My God. Oh, or you just, I want to be, how bad you want to be in his presence, Brother Eric? I'm raising that question all day today. I'm going to ask everybody I come past, how bad do you want, how bad do you want? My God, my God, my God, my God. How bad do you want him? My goodness.
That's it.
My God. I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, my brother. I'm getting excited this morning. I ain't even afraid that I'm just getting excited. I just feel the Holy Spirit having his way right now. My God. At once Jesus realized that power had gone from him, Brother Eric, when she just touched his clothes, Brother Eric. She just wanted to be in the presence of him. He felt some power go from him. And he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched me? Who touched my clothes?
Who did?
My God. You see the people crowding again against you. It says his disciples asked it, and yet you can ask, who touched me? Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Fell at his feet, trembling with fear. She was trembling with fear. Told him the whole truth. God. Mm. My God.
You want something there? You want something there?
How bad do you want him, my brother? How bad do you want him? I was over in Job had said something that touched me this morning, Brother Eric. Old Job had said something that touched me this morning. Listen what he said, old Job. Listen what Job said, Brother Eric. He said, Job 42, verse 1, I'm going to start at. Listen what Job said. He said something that touched me right here. He said, then Job replied to the Lord. Listen what Job said. He said, I know that you can do all things, Brother Eric. Listen what Job said, Brother. He said, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thrown. It says, you asked, who is this that obscured my plan without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Things to wonder for me to know. He said he spoke of these things. Mm. Things I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me to know, he said. Listen to what he said. You said, listen now, and I will speak, my God. Listen to what he said. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Listen to what Job said. This is what touched me right here. He said, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Listen to what Job said. He said, my ears have heard of you. I heard about what you can do, but now I put my eyes on it. My God, my God. He said, now I put my eyes on it. Therefore, I despise myself, repent in dust and ashes. He said, my ears heard about it, Brother Eric, but now my eyes have seen the goodness of God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thanking you again for another day, for another gathering, for being on one occasion, on one accord, to lift your name up, Lord, because we know if your name be lifted up, you will draw all men and women into thee. So I thank you for God's plan this morning. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters that's on the line that's gathered with me, Lord, to kingdom build, to hear the word of God and to speak the word of God boldly. So I'm praying that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. I'm praying that you use me in a mighty way right now, Lord. Let the word of God flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water. Have your way, not my will, but let your will be done in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that you cover us, Lord, as we travel the highways and byways. I'm praying that you touch every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. That your word don't go on deaf ears, but it do what it do. It don't return void. I'm praying that you use us in a mighty way right now. Not our will, but let your will be done. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now, oh God. Touch the sick and beds this morning, oh God. Touch the prison cells this morning. Loosen every chain this morning. Tear down every stronghold this morning, oh God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We speak the word of God boldly right now. Oh, we profess your name right now. Oh, there's something about that name, Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God, for being in the midst, for sending your Holy Ghost over us, Lord, for having your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Yes,
Brother Ed,
yes.
How bad
yes.
do you want him? How bad do you want him? Oh, Job said it, brother. He said, my eyes, my ears have heard about it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My ears have heard about the goodness of God, but now I see it. Oh. He said, my ears hurt. Sometimes you hear certain things, Brother Eric. You hear about how good the restaurant is, but until you go and experience it for yourself, my brother, my God. You hear about how good it is over there, but until you go experience it for yourself, I'm here to tell somebody, you got to experience the presence of the Lord for yourself. My God. My God. Listen, you got to experience it, my brother. I'm here to tell anybody that feel like they haven't experienced the goodness of God. My God. Just by waking up this morning, if you listening to me right now on this line, you've experienced the goodness of God. You've experienced. If you got your own free will, if you walking on your own two legs and speaking out your own mouth and listening out your own two ears, you've experienced the goodness of God. My God, my God, my God. If you doing things on your own, ain't nobody got to help you up. Ain't nobody got to do you like that paralyzed man and cut a hole in the roof and drop you in the presence of the Lord. You can get up and come to the Lord on your own free will. You've experienced the goodness of God. My God, my God, my God. Listen, brother, I'm going to be short and sweet this morning. I'm going to be on out the way. My brother, I'm going to be on out the way. I'm going over to Exodus. I'm going to the Old Testament. I want to talk a little bit about Moses. I want to hear what Moses, how bad Moses wanted him this morning, Brother Eric.
All right.
I'm going over to Exodus chapter 33.
All right.
Exodus 33. I'm going to start at verse 12. Moses wanted to be in the presence of the Lord, brother. He wanted him. He wanted the Lord to use him. He wanted the Lord to guide him. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He wanted the Lord to order his steps. He wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. Listen to what it said. Listen to what it said. You can stop me along the way. I'm just going to read a little bit right here, right now. May God be in the blessings of his word. He said, listen to what Moses said. Moses said to the Lord, he said, you have been telling me, leave these people. My God, listen to what he said, brother. Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, leave these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. See, Moses asking the Lord, is there going to be some help? Is somebody going to help me with this? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is somebody going to be, you ain't let me know who going with me, Brother Eric. You ain't let me know who you sending with me to help me with this. My God, my God, my God. Listen, what's up? Listen, what happened? But you have not let me know who you were feeling with me. You have said, I know you by name. Listen what Moses said to the Lord. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. My God, if you are pleased with me, listen to what Moses said. If you are pleased with the way I'm doing things, Brother Eric, if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Oh, Moses wanted to stay in his presence, Brother Eric. Moses wanted the Lord to teach him his ways so he can always be with him. My God, listen to what Moses said. He said, if you are pleased with me, Oh, I'm asking the Lord that question this morning too, Brother Eric. If you are pleased with me, oh God, it says, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Don't nothing else matter, brother. Don't nothing else matter.
Uh-oh.
Forget what man think. I want to find favor in the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care about what man think. I don't care about what man think about me. I don't care about finding favor with man. I want to find favor in the Lord. Listen to what Moses said. I'm going to read it one more time. He said, if you are pleased with me, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. If you are pleased with me, he said, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Not nobody else. My God, listen to what it read like, Brother Ed. It says, remember that this nation is your people. Oh, my God. Listen to what the Lord replied. He said, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, he told Moses, Brother Ed, and I will give you rest, he said. He said, my presence will go with you. Oh, I just want to be in the presence. I feel the Holy Spirit. I just like, I love being, I want to be in the presence of the Lord, Brother Eric. He said, my presence will go with you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And I will give you rest, he said. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said, my brother. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. He said, if your presence, if I can't be with you, if your presence can't go with me, Lord, just leave me where I'm at. Don't send me away. Don't send me over there. My God. That's how important the presence of the Lord is, Brother Eric. That's how important it is to have a relationship with God. That's how important it is to have a relationship and be in the presence of Moses said, if your presence don't go with me, Lord, just leave me where I'm at. Please don't send me over there. If you don't send your Holy Spirit with me, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Don't send me. Don't send me. My God, listen to what Moses said. It said, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? Oh, Moses pouring out right now. He want the Lord. He want to stay in the presence of the Lord, Brother Eric. Listen, what happened? What else was distinguished me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? What's going to separate us, Brother Eric? What else going to distinguish us from all the other people on the face of the earth? I'm here to tell you, yeah, when you walking with the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you look a little different, Brother Eric. you act a little different. Oh, help me. Oh, you speak a little different because you're in the presence of the Holy One. You was in the presence of the Lord. You do things a little different. My God. Oh, help me, yeah. Holy Spirit. Your walk is a little different, Brother Eric. Oh, when they look at you, they know, oh, that's a man of God right there. Oh, my God. It's certain things we can't say to that man over there because he a man of God. My God. He's serving God. My God. So we just going to do this foolishness over here and keep it away from him because it's a difference. I always said, Brother Eric, when somebody look at me, I don't want it to be no question who I serve. My God. I don't want it to be no second guess or no question who I serve. I want it to be written across my forehead. Oh, I love Jesus. I want it to be written across my forehead, Brother Eric. When somebody look at me, they know I love God, man.
There you go.
My God, my God. I'm going to stop. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here, he said. Don't send us away. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us, he said. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, what else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? What's going to separate us, Brother Ed? He said. Listen to what he said. And the Lord said to Moses, listen to what the Lord said to Moses. I will do the very thing you have asked. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. My God. Hey, brother, hey, I'm getting excited. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just me, my brother. I don't know if it's just me or whatever, but there's some meat right there, brother Ed. That's some meat right there. Oh, that's some meat right there. It says, listen to what the Lord said the most. He said, I will do the very thing you have asked, man, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. Then Moses said, now show me your glory, oh God. Oh, help me, oh God, show me your glory. He said, listen to what he said. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. Oh, my God. Listen to what he said, Brother Eric. I'm getting excited. He said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, he said, in your presence. Oh, I want to be in his presence. How bad do you want him, Brother Eric? He said, I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. Listen to what he said. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. He said, but, he said, you cannot see my face. Why not, Brother Eric? For no one may see me and live. My God. My God. I remember you said that the other day, Brother Eric. When I read it, I said my brother was just there. He said, no one may see me and live.
It's in the book.
My God. My God. Listen to what the Lord said, just because he wanted Moses to know that he was with him and he was in the presence of him. Listen to what the Lord did for Moses. Then the Lord said, listen to what happened, Brother Eric. There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock, he told him. Listen to what he said. I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, brother. There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. He said, my glory passed by, he said. Listen to what he said. When my glory passed by, I will put you in a cliff in the rock and cover you with my hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Until I have passed by, Brother Eric. Until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand, he said, and you will see my back. But my face must not be seen. Oh, so he just wanted him to know he was there, Brother Eric. He with him.
Yeah,
he just can't see his face, because anybody that sees his face must die.
Live.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he says, when I come past you, I'm going to cover you, Brother Eric. I'm going to cover you. Oh, and then when my glory go by, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, I'm going to let you see the back of me so you know I was there with you. My God, my God, my God. I'm getting excited, my brother. Hey, may God be in the blessing of his word, my brother. I'm done. I'm out today, man. My God. My goodness.
Are you so excited to knock you out the way?
I just want to be with him, brother. I just want to be with him. How bad do you want? My God. I just want to be in the presence of him, my brother. My God, my God, my God. I'm out the way, my brother.
Thank God.
May God be in the blessing of his word.
Man, when you were saying that, you know, King James it reads a little different, brother, man. But I was looking at that, you know, and I had bagged up a little bit, just because I was just stuck on verse 17, you know, because you said it, I didn't, you know, you read out the NIV, I was just looking how the King James presented it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Come on.
I was looking at that. This is a powerful thing. If you can get God's heart, you can get to God's heart.
We learned
one young man got to God's heart, because he said he was a man after my own heart. It was David. Look what happened here. Look what happened here.
My God.
He said, if the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. Mm.
My God. Listen to that, my
great
brother.
In my sight. He said, and I know thee by name. You know, that's what I was stuck, because, you know, a lot of things we ask God for, God need to know us, man. We should have some kind of timeout, brother, like we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Having some kind of timeout to worship Him. Oh, watch this, Heavenly Holy Spirit. To practice His love on one another. Heavenly Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what makes God move in His life? There was the same man told God he couldn't lead his people because he had a speech impediment. When he do something, he use somebody, he gonna equip them.
Yeah.
He gonna make him do some things that he think he couldn't do. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I found out one thing, bro. I found out one thing. God said, I'm gonna do this because I find grace in you, bro. And I know you by your name.
Yeah.
See, one thing I've learned in death. In death, a lot of people I've seen going to the hospital, dealing with different people as they transition to that other life, right? You can see them focusing, and they call, Mama, can you hear me? Mama, you can hear me. Squeeze my hand. Dad, if you hear me, squeeze my hand. And then most doctors and hospitals say the reason why you think they hear you and they jump and all that is it's a nervous system in there. And I just start talking to myself, if you really knew my God. Sometimes God will give them confirmation that we know my loved ones, let you know they still here. You know what I'm talking about? You know, man can say what they want. They'll try to put me in a box.
Yeah.
But I find out when they transition, brother, when they start transitioning, once they start focusing themselves and see God, let me tell you, the body has to detach from the spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Once you see God, one, I ain't talking about feeling His presence. I said, basically, you would not remain in this body anymore. That's how he didn't want Moses to leave because he had a task.
Yeah,
he didn't want Moses to leave. I'm gonna do this for you. You know what I mean? Because I'm just gonna show you my back. I'm gonna do that, brother man. I'm just gonna show you my back. If you sit in that room, Lord, if you're with me right now, Lord, if you're with me, Lord,
why
are
you showing me
shit,
my brother? Yeah.
show me some kind of sign, Lord. Make that chair move and all this stuff, you know. Lord, do all these things. You know what? Once God finds out He has your heart, once He finds out He has your sincerity, God will show you something. What He been doing to us all week long? He been confirming everything we've been doing.
He's been moving, He's been showing us He in the press.
He confirmed things. But I'm gonna tell you something, man. God confirmed all God's confirmation. It's not a yes. Some of God's confirmation is chastisement, too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The children of Israel was rebellion, and they didn't want to hear Him. And what He did, He turned them over to the enemy. You know what I'm talking about? That, look here. Put them in captivity one time, man, for 70 years in Babylon. And put them in captivity because they were so rebellious, man. But let me tell you something today. He told Moses, I know you want to see me. I do know you. I'm just going to show you my back. I had to get back with your lesson. I'm just going to let you see my back, man. Because I like you, brother, man. I like you. You're a pretty good guy, man. I'm going to let you see my back. Because if I let you see my face, brother, you have to leave this earth. But since you ain't ready to turn you loose, hey, brother, man, can I go back with you for a minute when you land on the hospital bed? When you land on the floor?
Yeah.
Land praying for you. See, you didn't know. August. The 7th? August the 7th, 2020.
Yeah.
In your vision, you didn't know you're gonna be on God's plan.
My God.
You didn't know that. you didn't know. See, but God had something predestined in your life.
He had something else for you. Yes, Lord.
He had something going on. You didn't know you're gonna be speaking to many people on the phone like you're doing right now. God had a plan for that. You know what I'm talking about? Then watch this, brother.
Oh my God.
Man, people love us. They come out, they want to hear. Remember how you said that back when walking through. Jesus famed and took hearts, and people wanted to see. It was some wanted to be with him, but there's some with them trying to see was he real. You know what I'm talking about? But now what the Bible tells us, well, if my name be lifted up, I'll draw all words from me. Now me back up to Moses.
My God. Listen, brother, something just hit me and slapped me dead in the face, man. When you said that to me about me being on the hospital bed, if you remember, I told y'all, man, that I sent the vision as I was like, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It just came to me, brother. Vindication. 12 years later, what it really was. Just like Jesus, just like Moses sent the back of Jesus, my brother, while I was laying on that hospital bed, and I said, I seen some people had sheets, pure white sheets, out, hanging out on the line, drying, and the sun was like that. And I seen the back of Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It just came to me, brother. I'm telling you, he just showed me that he was right there with me in the midst of that, what I was going through, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He just showed me right then and there. Oh, brother, I can't make this up. I remember. I don't know if you remember. When that happened to me, thought I had an out of body experience, my brother.
Yeah,
and
don't
see myself laying in the hospital bed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I looked and I see somebody. You know, it was like some sheep hanging up in the backyard, dry, and the sun was shining. And there was somebody on the other side of the sheet. The sheets were blowing back and forth. And I seen the back of a man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My God. My God. My God. Oh, my brother. Help me, Holy Ghost. My God. It just came to me, brother. It just came to me. Who that was, my brother. That was the Lord in the midst. Other things, other storm with me. He was right there with me. Oh, but Moses said, you can't see his face, brother. I see the back of him. My God, because it wasn't my time to go yet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me.
Amen.
My.
Yes, sir.
My God.
I hear real. Well, I want to tell you something. Man have seen Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Man have seen Jesus, but no man have seen God. Hear me good when I say that. Man have seen Jesus, but no man have seen God. When you saw that sheet that was white and you saw the back up, that was God.
Yes.
That was God.
Yeah.
He didn't let you see his face.
I don't got no question in my mind it was God. It was God.
Yeah, it was God.
He just gave it.
Yes, sir.
To
Yes, sir.
My God,
yes, sir.
My brother. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Hey, yes. You know what, brother, man? Hey, I'm going to tell you something, brother, man. Be encouraged, man. Everybody, see, that testimony you have, that testimony that what God gave you, because he gave you because he knows you're going to be bold enough to say it one day. You're going to encourage someone. There's going to be a lot of folks who ain't going to believe because of their faith, you know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
When you tapping into that Holy Spirit, when you start and have that intimate relationship with God, and you start seeking His word, searching His word, God gonna visit you, brother and sisters. Mm. You're gonna get a visit. You're gonna get an encounter from God. Cause you know what? You're gonna be just like Moses. He said, look what he said. I know your name. Hey, brother man,
my
he knew your name. Even in your trials and your tribulation, what you went through, he knew he wasn't through with you yet. Read it, the next verse, verse 18 over here, 33 in Exodus. Let me type over these up, brother man. If you don't mind, can I do it?
Come on, brother, come on.
I'm gonna do something stupid, man. I just want to do this, man, because you just said that. He said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do these things. Look at this, this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. I know thee by name." Look what he did, Brother Randy. So this is what you just said.
Yeah.
And he said, "I beset thee, show me thy glory.
Yeah.
He said, I receive that, brother.
Yeah.
Show me thy glory. You know,
when you
find out the truth about something, because he didn't know at the beginning what God was saying, that God said, if you see my face, you won't die. But when you find out the truth, you have to be careful when you ask God for something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Watch what I said.
You have to be. See, everybody wants every other people. You know, we call today. Can you bless me like you bless Brother Randy? You don't know the story.
Yeah.
You don't know the Bible.
Yeah.
You don't know what he had to do to do what he's doing right today. You better be careful, Lord. You better say, Lord, you know, if you ask God for something, ask him for something for you, not ask him to cover somebody else. You know what I mean by that?
My
I know
God.
The Bible said, if he blessed my brother, he'll bless me too. But you have to watch it because you don't know what he went through or she went through to get that blessing. You have to watch that. Some of these blessings that you see other people had in the ministry, they went through some stuff. Especially if you they went through some stuff. And matter of fact, they still going through it. They're just trying to hold on to the blood stain of money. You know what I'm talking about? Because we probably the only evidence people ever see, man. Can I get a witness?
My God. My God. Yeah.
Can I get a witness? We probably the only person they ever see. Yeah.
My God.
I'm telling you, brother, man, that was a revelation. I'm receiving that with you because Moses asked for something because we have to be stern about the things. Once you get God's heart, he'll listen to you.
Mm.
And he'll come to you. In the meantime, he didn't came to people and told them what he wanted to do.
Mm.
And he done it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But what he wanted to do. Back then, when Jesus was doing it, at first when the multitude was following him, Brother Randy, he didn't want the fame to go out so quick like that because he had a job, he had a task to do. So, but now he's telling us
God.
To tell somebody. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now he's telling us to tell somebody. Don't hold him. Tell him.
Don't hold it in.
Tell him.
Tell
him. Yeah, hold
my
it.
God.
Like you said this morning.
My God.
Hey, Brother Reverend Henry. Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you put back on. But what you know about some healing? What you know about a healing, man? What kind of testimony you got, brother? I know you got
my God.
Oh, yes. Oh, look. Thank you, Jesus. I was listening and thanking God for you, Brother Randy. And I was reminded of what God did for me.
Yeah.
I too spent some time in the hospital due to a motorcycle wreck. And I had a lot of life-threatening injuries and, you know, broken neck. Bruised aorta to my my heart, ribs broken up and went into my lungs. Lungs collapsed. Oh man, and man, it's just something like Rev was saying. You know, you don't know what someone had to go through to get to where they are.
Yeah,
and man, and oh man, how bad do you want it?
How bad do you want them? Yeah,
how bad do you want it? What can separate?
Lord.
From his love.
Nothing. Oh my God.
I mean, God puts in us a testimony that nobody else, you know, nobody can tell us that he ain't what he is because he has been that for us. Nobody can tell your brother Randy that he's not a healer. Nobody can tell you, Reverend Brown, that he's a deliverer. Nobody cannot tell you because he have instilled within you, I am that I am.
Yes.
And no matter what circumstance or situation that we in, we can always remember what he has done. He'll do it again.
Yes.
And if he spoke to you before, he'll speak to you again. Oh man.
Mm.
Thank you. Oh man, man, I'm man, the words, I'm too full, as you say. Can't hardly get them out, but
my God.
You know, I'm looking at this 19th verse, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, man, the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. You know, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the love of God.
Yes.
Because we found grace in his Son.
Yes.
Not because we've been so good. I hear Reverend Brian right now. I hear his voice saying, ain't nothing I did so good.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You know, we try to live the best we can. But ain't nothing we did good. But all we deserve is justice. But keep on every day, new mercies, every morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus. I mean, if you know, John said, I ain't even worthy to bow down and unlatch his shoelaces.
I ain't worthy.
Worthy. But then he lifts me up and show me as a finished product before people.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Mm. You think about it. You think about it, all that we have, you know, is because of him. We live, we move, we breathe because of him.
My God.
We have this beautiful manifestation of the Holy Ghost because of him.
My God.
And it's all because he decided to die.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh yes, man,
that's beautiful. I mean, found grace.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Well, you don't come
on. Yes, thank you.
Oh man, thank you. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You know what, Rev? It's impossible to have an experience with the Lord and holy.
Mm.
When you hear the testimony, they go across the
mountain.
Yeah, it's impossible, man.
You want to
hold your peace, but boy, when you've been touched by the Holy Spirit, you know those
songwriters
that are touched.
Oh yeah.
You know, come on. You know, I know you've been around the room, but once you feel his love, you know, I'll tell you something. Man. This might be our last day of this week, but boy, if it ain't our last week of the day, you know what I'm talking about? Because somebody that walks with God, he never turned God off. He always keep God before him. Because it's a beautiful thing to know God has really visited you, man. If you ever have a visitation of the Lord, you understand what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's a different atmosphere than when you've really been.
Well, he made that real clear to me just now, my brother. Just now.
I believe that.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
He visited me, man, in that situation. He did. He came.
I believe.
He came. My God, my God. And just like Moses said, I sent the back of him. I ain't see his face. I seen the back of him. My God, who knows? Who said 10 years later he'd give it to me, give me that vindication right there and there on God's plan, Brother Ed. My God. He gave it to me right there. He gave it to me. I've been trying to figure out what I was visioning for many years now.
Right.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But he gave it to me just then. And I thank God for this gathering. I thank God for us being on one accord. I just thank God. I love him so much.
Yeah.
I thank God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
My God. My God, I think you might testify with you. Come on in, man. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
My God.
Good morning. I didn't plan on hitting the one button today. I just wanted to listen.
My God.
But just listening, I just got so full. I just wanted to say bless God this morning. I know that God has just brought my husband from a mighty long way. And I'm just thankful that he's even here to testify. Because it was truly a trying time, to say the least. But I know that God brought us through. And I just thank God that he's able to get on this phone and to bless his name, bless his holy name, because at the end of the day, you know, he said earlier, you know, just talking about a characteristic, I want, you know, his name on my forehead. I want people to know. When they see me, I want them to be able to recognize who my father is. So we just want to mimic a character that brings glory and honor to God's name. And when God brings us through storms, he don't just bring us through things for ourselves. He brings us through things so that we can testify to somebody else so that he gets the glory. So I just thank God that my husband is able to testify so that God remains in his place to get all the glory, honor, and praise.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I love about God.
And, you know, it's funny, Brother Eric, because when my husband was in the hospital, you know, he was in ICU, he was on a ventilator, but when he was able to talk, he kept waking up saying different things that he had seen. You know, baby, I seen my grandmama, she was here, she told me everything was okay.
You know, when he was finally able
to come off the ventilator. You know, so God had just, he had some working on him. I always say, you know, we the clay and he's the potter. So he was just molding him and showing him who he was. So I thank God for that he went through that experience, you know what I mean, because that made him a changed person.
So
I just thank God for that.
So that's a question.
I'm going to tell you something. When the doctor say no, God can say yes, because some doctor sure told me he wasn't going to make it through 24 hours, and he's here today
preaching and teaching and testifying. My God.
When a doctor say no, God can say yes, because they show was like, his stomach was wide open. And with a piece of plastic over it, because they couldn't close it at the time. And they were saying he wasn't 24 hours. So I just know that I thank God for allowing me to stay at the feet, at his feet, for, you know, standing in the gap for him, man. And I thank God for meeting him in the midst of his needs, because he needed God for sure.
Yes, no question. Well, I found out that he was definitely in the midst of me. I seen him. My God. Oh, he was in the presence. I was in the presence. He was with me. I seen him. It ain't no question who that was, not Brother. You just gave me, help me, Holy Ghost. It ain't no question who that was.
Yes, sir. Because he went through
my
it,
God.
Bro. Now you can ask yourself the question: how bad do you really want? Moses wanted so bad. I said, don't grant you this. Moses wanted so bad. I'm going to grant you this, Moses.
When you go through things of that nature, like Reverend Henry said, he went through, and the things I went through, how can you not live your life for him?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How can you not live your life for him? I was always taught that something good come out of every situation, no matter what it is. My God, how can you not live your life for him? That being delivered. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Being delivered and being spared like that.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
How can you not live your life for him?
I'm on that.
My God. Some people really, so and then you know, you raised the question, Brother Eric. Reverend Herring, that some people really think that the doctor was just that good.
Yeah.
Or something they did that saved their lives, man. My God. Them doctors told me I wouldn't live 24 hours, brother.
Yeah.
My God.
Told my family that night I had a 50-50.
My God.
Had 50% chance through the night.
My God.
Yeah, they Lord love to put God. A time limit on their life, honey. But God.
But God.
And I'll tell you something, too. I thank God for peace because, you know, while they were saying that, you know, when he came out of surgery, because he was in surgery for a long time, and then when he came out, you know, they came and talked with us or whatever. And when they said that, you know, I didn't have, you know how sometimes you can be fearful in your spirit or fear. God had just gave me so much peace, you know, although I was emotional because I'm an emotional person. God had gave me so much peace from the time everything happened all the way up until he came out the hospital. I didn't have a bone in my body to feel like he was going to make it. Like I just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if God was just giving me unmeasurable faith through that because it didn't look good. I'm not going to sit on the phone and tell you it did. It didn't. You know, but I just kept praying. So I think that God just gave me strength through it because it was tough to see him like that. But, you know, like I said, God was molding him into what he wanted him to be. So he had to go through that to get to where he is today. You know, so.
Praise God. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Brother Ren.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Brother Ren. How are you doing this morning, man?
can I tell you what's on my heart? And I feel like the Spirit just gave it to me.
Come on, brother. Give it to me, please. Don't hold it, man.
And I want to tell you this from my heart, but thou hast found grace in his sight. And he know you by your name.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. My God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Him something else, Brother Eric. Graham Henry, him something else. Him is something else.
You know what better could we ask for than grace from God? You know, the adversary got all kinds of things. He can be at the at the phone right now, you know, to trying to accuse us of. But we have found grace.
Come on.
You know, think about it. We have found grace. Something about us that he just loved in spite of, and love has a multitude of, you know, he he did this, well, he did that, but my grace. Listen. You know, I just not, but my grace. And, you know, when you found grace, you know mercy is right there by.
Amen. I like that. Amen. Amen.
You know, amen. You, I feel the Holy Spirit in a mighty way. My whole body just trembling. When you found grace, mercy is right there. You know, we used to sing a song, and it was a little short song, and it was, "Oh Lord, have mercy." You know, sometimes we don't have room for a long prayer. You know, things, calamities happen so quick. Sometimes the only thing we can say is, "Jesus, Lord, have mercy." Sometimes people going through something so great, and the only thing you can say in their situation, "Lord, have mercy."
Yeah,
but we have found grace. Oh man, that just keeps happening on me right now. We found grace in the heart of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what kind of people should we be? How bad do we want him? You know, as bad as the next breath of air that we breathe. You know, the body can't live without oxygen.
Okay.
So Jesus is the very air that we breathe. But we got a report that we found grace. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. It's a good time to give thanks to God. It's a big bye. You know, it's like it's a good day to thank God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Brother Randy, it's just been on me. I know I said thank you, but I need to tell you and your wife thank you again for the prayer the other day. God moved. Oh,
my God.
Man.
My God.
Amen.
You know, Rem Brian, I can't hold it. But I got to tell him, thank you. Oh, you know, the leper, when they were here, only one night.
One back and forth. Oh, help me, help me, though.
I can't look over. I got to tell him. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, God.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his holy name. That's all right.
You know, I got to testify. What she said in the prayer, Lord, give him the confidence. And Rev. Brian, know I've been struggling with that, and he be encouraging me. But boy, that adversary be trying to fight that confidence. Oh. And I didn't tell her. I just said I just want to be more holy. I just wanted, you know, I just want to be more peaceful in fight, you know. And through the Holy Ghost blessed her to say the things that were yet in my heart.
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's it. Well, you know, my pastor said best, you know, don't be shocked when he show up on your behalf. Be shocked when he don't. You know, don't be shocked and surprised, honey, because that's just how he works. That's just how good he is. You know, he is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that you say that.
You say that, man. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Remember my brother Kraft told me before he passed away, he said, we was in brotherhood, you know, I was teaching, and he raised up his hand. He said, God is faithful.
And man, that's it.
It just hit me like a ton of bricks. He said, God is
faithful.
And that's how he said it. And the way he said it, man, it just leveled the whole room. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
You know, when let me interject a little bit. When you hear Reverend Henry, right? It takes a bold man of God. You know, some men are so shameful. You know, to say that God blessed him through somebody else. You know, they always want to be the blesser. They think, you know, so when you humble yourself and say what God has done for you through somebody, that lets you know that God has. See, this man here, I know this man, he's a humble man. You know, that's why God bless him like that, because he don't mind telling the truth, even in the circumstances. He'll tell it. And I love how he did it, because it was done with so much grace. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of folks want to be lifted up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But God need to know. God told us when we fellowship in, we had to give them their flowers. Don't help me, the Holy Spirit, while they yet can still smell them. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been talking to know that when someone do something good to you, thank him. When someone get together with you,
thank him.
You know, and that's what that's the ministry.
Hallelujah.
That's the ministry. You know? That's the ministry.
Hallelujah.
And this minister,
thank you.
We got to come back and thank about it. But then all the same time, then I know my brother, but I tell you this here, he don't mind testifying about how good God has been in his life and what God has done. You know, and we need to know and be encouraged that, you know, that how he's moving right now. I believe it's testimony time. I really believe that God just want to hear the great things he has done in our life, not just 100 years ago. Hey, man, what God has done just in this moment. You know, like Brother Manning just talking, doing the lesson, and God gave him revelation, you know, to my. And that's what he does. He reveals things to us. You know, I'm going to tell you, see, a lot of folks heard the thing, but the Holy Ghost will reveal. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It will reveal some things to you that folks said, man, how did he? What school did he go to? You know. And then you find out, no, it wasn't about the Holy Ghost. Because if you knew my story, oh come on, man! If you knew my story, I tell them, sis, this is me with love. Sometimes we turn words up, we make them words say we want them to say. You know what I'm talking about? But don't really love God, though. You might catch that right now. You know, and we do it because we're so bold enough. We're bold enough to know that we're just trying to do God's work, man. And I love how the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Platform. He wants to encourage us to start our day off right. He wants to encourage us to start our day right. Because I'm like Moses. You know, and I know I have a speech impediment, but I'm like Moses. I still want to do his business, you know. You know, touch the boy down.
Yeah.
You want to lift up his name, you know, and pick him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I found out one thing in my faithfulness, he showed me a little grace, you know. He showed me a little grace.
Yeah.
Thank him,
man.
Because I know I don't deserve it. So I deserve
what you
justice.
Say, Brother Eric? You're going to do his work long as you got breath in your body.
That's it. And you watch this one, and I know him right about it.
My.
Yes, Lord. Man, I'll tell you what, man. You know, we got to open it up. We got to open up, man. Going back and forth. Does anybody have anything to say? Anybody want to raise their hand? They want prayer, you know, and just enjoy the conversation. We have it right now. That's what I love about the ministry. I love about this ministry, right? I love how God is really really blessing us in this ministry. Because you know why? Because we don't mind getting out there and telling the goodness of God. What's up, Brother Mark?
Yes, Lord.
What's up, Brother Mark?
What's up, hey, Brother Mark?
What's
happening,
man? What's
happening, fellas? What's up, Brother Mark?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. That was a good testimony that y'all gave, man. And that's a strong soldier you got standing beside you there, Randy, because she didn't skip, cry nothing, man. She sounded like she was giving it, giving a speech or something, man, when she talked about that testimony. So that says a lot about
like a woman. Yeah, stood in there like a real soldier, man. You know, ain't break, ain't crack, ain't crumble.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate y'all, man. And y'all just keep doing what you're doing, man. All of y'all, you know.
Yes, sir. My God. God bless.
Pray. Keep praying for us, man.
My God.
Keep lifting us up, man.
Yes.
Keep praying for it. And you know what, brother, I always say this.
Amen.
That's what we want. We want participation. We want people to come. I love hearing new voices. I love hearing people. Because I know, we don't want to on the phone having a great day today.
My God
is moving, man. He wants to hear the heart of his people. So I was glad.
Yeah.
When they said to us, let's go to the house of the Lord. Somebody said, well, we can't go there physically, but we're doing the virtual now. You know what I'm talking about? You still can get some kind of worship, you know. Brother Brad, you can still worship a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
Thank God for his voice.
Hey, he moved, my brother. God bless.
Yes, sir. And I know you're right about it because he's moving. He's still moving, man. He's still moving. I know he's moving.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you.
Yeah.
I know I'm not much. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel so unworthy. I'll never be very much. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until the hand of Jesus comes and reach out and touch me. You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I look down at my feet.
Look down at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got.
I've been praying.
I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did.
Yes,
you know, I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord. I'm filled with sin.
few days ago.
Just a few days ago.
I was lost in despair.
Touch.
I needed a touch.
Please.
Of the Lord.
Touch me.
I looked all around me.
I looked all around me,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Touch me.
But no hope for me.
No hope for me.
My. Touch me. Well, with the hands of the Lord. Hey, brothers and sisters, I tell you what, we having a beautiful time here, and we thank God for the prayers. We thank God for the testimonies. You know, every time I think about how he moves on this God's plan, that he does it in his own ways, man. And you never know how the show's gonna do. You don't know how the message's gonna be in the day. But we find out though, he's worthy to be praised though. Find out that he's an awesome God. You know, that's why we always come out and try to present him and lift him up, you know. So if there's anybody else, you know, have a word of testimony and need a prayer, just want to wave their hand, they can do it at this time. If not, we just gonna move on until Monday, if it's God's will. Praise God. Everybody good? Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity to always be in your presence, Lord. Lord, we come thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful day that you give us, Lord, to come to worship you and praise you and give thanks, Lord. We thank you for all the testimonies that went forward us today, Lord.
Thank you.
We just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, just never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Lord, always be with us as we travel these dangerous highways and byways, whether it be in an automobile or just a spiritual walk, Lord. Lord, be with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We can do nothing without you, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to cover us with your love, cover us with your peace, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, as we go, Lord, higher, even in this day, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to keep us in your heart, Lord. Cover us with your peace, Lord. Lord, be with us as you were with your children Israel through the Red Sea, if you carried them through there. And you told Moses to stand back and watch the salvation of the Lord. So, Lord, we just holding our hands in your hand, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the fellowship, Lord. Again, Lord, we thank you for healing my wife's best friend, Lord. Lord, that she's even talking right now. And she's even responding right now. We thank you for the hearing for his testimony. We thank you for Brother Randy and his testimony. Lord, we just thank you for the show as a whole, for everybody on here. But Lord, we want to pray for anybody that's sick and shut in, Lord.
Yes.
That's going through right now, going this pain. Lord, cover them with your love, Lord. Cover them with the Holy Spirit that they need you, Lord. That they need you to carry them through, Lord. Because sometimes pain be so bad that they can't even say a word. That they say, So, Lord, have mercy to the heart of the people, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, heal them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover them, Lord.
Amen.
Give them strength. Know that you're still with them, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to bless the ones that are traveling the highways and byways going to these races, Lord. And as they get there, Lord, that they have a good time there, Lord. They know that they have a lot of fun there, Lord. Then when they leave, you give them travel grace to get back to their house, Lord, their loved ones, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, because these highways are dangerous,
right.
Lord. Lord, we ask you to cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We will bind any evil spirit to come against anything at the racetrack, Lord. Lord, as the people go down the track, Lord, the drivers, they go down and come back as they went, Lord. We ask you to cover them in the name of Jesus. Bless the events, Lord, that it be with your love in it, Lord, that your grace in it. If it's in any kind of way that your spirit can be there, Lord, we just ask it, let your spirit cover the whole track, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you always to bless us, Lord, in this day, Lord, this day you gave us right here, Lord, and keep us in your heart, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God.
It's good, man. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good.
Praise you, and for this.